Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I wonder if my complete obedience to God unleashes my complete freedom. Or does it limit my freedom? Jude 1, 3 and 4 says this, "Dear friends, I had been eagerly planning to write to you about the salvation we all share. But now I find that I must write about something else, urging you to defend the faith that God has entrusted once and for all to his holy people. I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches, saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives. The condemnation of such people was recorded long ago, for they have denied our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Are there false teachers in my church? What do they look like? What do they sound like? Satan is good at what he does, and it seems that he has planted his covert agents within the power structure of the local church. For these people to thrive, they need an environment that will allow their ideas to grow and slowly take over the very thought processes of the unsuspecting. The book of Jude gives us insights into what these people look like, what they say, and what's important to them. I need to be careful as I read this book of Scripture, not to just be on the lookout for those who are characterized by Jude, but to ask if I too exhibit some of the dangerous characteristics. The first trait seems evident. Those who are deceived, who are false teachers, have never really grasped the true meaning of salvation. When we place our trust in Christ, we are not just saved from an eternity in hell. We are not just saved to be with Christ in heaven. The fact is that our salvation allows us to live different lives now. Our salvation has freed us from the penalty of our sins. It has freed us from the power of sin in our lives today. And it will one day free us from the very presence of sin. False teachers do not understand this. In fact, they live lives that are no different from those in the non-Christian world around them. When they are confronted, they talk of God's grace, as if his grace were a license for evil. These false teachers may talk about the importance of relating to a non-Christian world in order to reach non-believers with the gospel, but the gospel of which they speak has no transformative power. It is not the gospel of Christ, rather it is the good news of self-centeredness or self-absorption and of attempting to make this type of lifestyle acceptable or even admirable to God. We need to be careful what we teach and know that the mercy of God and the grace of God are transformative. They aren't there so that we can stay living as if we don't know God and aren't in his family. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud and the leadership team of Relate365.com.